This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 5 o'clock on the most listened to sports talk show for your ride home.
What?
It is time for the Falcons Report.
Whoa.
Casey got another pick. Here's Julio down the far sideline and will score. Sacked. Brady Jarrett got another one.
You shall not.
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report.
Oh, my heavens.
On Dukes and Bell.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Hope you enjoyed some ice cold Hey Man Ale over the weekend. I drank all of mine, Mike. I was so frustrated with this Falcon football team. And then I posted a picture of me drinking some margarita mix-up that I had made. Because at that point, I didn't care what I was drinking.
Yeah, man. Let me just tell you, this was a very unhealthy weekend. Very bad decisions. A lot of carbs. We went over to Midway, that one of my favorite bars over at East Atlanta Village. I ran into our old buddy Mike Brooks. A lot of brown liquor, man. This is the earliest I've left a Falcon game since Matt Ryan's been quarterback. Left, like a lot of people, about 2 minutes ago in the third after Free got ejected.
Yep.
And they were going down the field. It was the craziest darn game, man, where we thought we had a shot. We were actually hanging in there for a quarter or two. Certainly it was manageable at halftime, and then just the wheels fell off.
You know, you bring up a valid point, and we're going to get into a lot of stuff here. I'm going to tell you what the deal is behind Vic Beasley and this lack of production. You guys know he's on the trading block, and we'll get to that in just a second.
Well, what's that market?
Nothing right now. But you bring up a very good point, and here's the deal with where our football team and our franchise is. And you know, we got some choices to make. And we all kind of take our daily choices for granted. You get up, you drink coffee, you eat breakfast, you don't drink coffee, you don't eat breakfast. Mike drank too much coffee. It affected his voice and his vocal cords.
Right.
Seriously. Every day we make choices, right? Do I go this way? Traffic? Bye. Do I study? Do I get on social media for another hour? But all these choices affect our lives. And for our franchise right now, Mike, the choice that they have, and by the way, if you're going, well, yeah, but you know, what is our choices? The act of selecting or making a decision when faced with two or more possibilities. Okay?
You looked it up.
Yeah, because I wanted people to understand that you can stay the course or you can change. Now, change is always hard, no matter whether you're winning or losing. And there's always a transition period. Just because you change doesn't mean that all of a sudden you get back to the Super Bowl the next year. It could be another 3 or 4 years. Because the roster may turn over, and this coach may come in and want to do some things differently, or a new general manager. So all of that is being weighed right now. But to your point about leaving early yesterday, I think that speaks more than anything else, Mike, is right now most fans, not all, but it's a very small percentage, is feeling how we're feeling right now, and that is, okay, something has to change.
Right, and I understand Arthur Blank doesn't want to send the message that, okay, the season is over, you're throwing up the white flag if you move on to an interim coach, because the Redskins are dead in the water. We all know that after they fired Jay Gruden. I just don't know what you do. I think there's a part of the fan base, and I tweeted this the other night or yesterday, saying I think there's some fans like me that I'd be happy, and I think I'm more inclined to show up at Mercedes-Benz if there is some sort of change, because staying the course isn't working. Dan took over the defense. Dan told us on this station he's going to be able to find that riddle and solve it of getting the pass rush dialed up. We're the worst pass rush team. We're the worst defense in the league. He's running it. Now we find out he's actually starting to, I guess – He's dealing, or he's giving more responsibilities.
Delegating.
Delegating to other assistant coaches now on the defense. Bob Sutton, perhaps Ulbrich, not sure. Either way, Carl, if I'm Arthur Blank, I mean, what am I doing now? Yes, you've got to start in the back of your mind, you've got to start to move the wheels, turning, find a new coach. Because Dan has just not been able to do it. We're under 500 since we choked the Super Bowl away. Shanahan's making miracles out there, and San Fran looks good. You know, so we know where we're at. And it sucks for Arthur Blank. Man, 77 years of age. You really think he wants to have to hit the reset button and maybe have to dive into a new personnel guy as well? I mean, these are monumental sea changes for this franchise. I will say this. 2008, when we brought Dimitroff in here, when we drafted Matt Ryan, we went from an unmitigated disaster of 07 with Mike Vick in jail to going to the playoffs and almost beating Arizona that year.
It's a great point. And that's why
it can be turned around.
Well, and that's why change sometimes is the best option. But choice is what we're talking about. And the choices that this franchise has made, who to pay, who not to pay, who to draft, who we didn't draft, you know, have all now come to a head. And you're seeing this. So we're going to take your phone calls here in about 15 minutes, around 5:20 here. And I want to hear from you guys, as we've been saying today, a lot of open line time today, 2, the 4, the 5 o'clock hour, 6 o'clock hour. You hear Dan Quinn and his coach's show with Dave Archer and the player segment today, Foye Aluikin, who had a really good game yesterday. And I think some of this stuff is getting lost in translation because we're losing, and I get it. You know, we could talk about some of the good stuff that's happening with the team, but, Mike, that's the thing. And the choice right now is the biggest thing. What do you do between now and the bye? It's a choice. Do you move on? Do you stay the course? What do you do with Matt Ryan now with this injury? And we've heard today, here's the latest update. He's working out in the pool. It's not going to require surgery or anything of that nature, but he may be ready to practice at the end of the week. He may not be. And then some people are saying, wait a minute, why are you even going to rush this guy back?
Right. If it's, and they didn't say high ankle sprain. Dan was asked on a number of occasions today in a press conference and yesterday, they said just ankle sprain. So it doesn't sound like it's as bad as what Saquon Barkley was dealing with. But if he's not 100%, why do you risk your franchise quarterback when the season is now at 1-6 with a Seattle defense that's not as good as the years past? But still, why put your quarterback in that situation where your offensive line shows they're just too inconsistent?
404-741-0929. It's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. We invite you to follow us there. Send text. Follow us on social media, guys, across all social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It's 929 The Game. That's the radio station. Mike is at Mike Bell, ATL. And I'm at Put 'em Up. See, Dukes, the radio show is Dukes and Bell, 929. Appreciate all the interaction, man. I mean, Mike and I, we go back and forth, sometimes on text privately, sometimes on Twitter. The bottom line is we're all on the same page, and we're all right now kind of, you know, puzzled and frustrated. So we're all vibing with this thing, and I get it. We hear you guys, and I said this yesterday. I'm sending all this stuff to Arthur Blank. He is aware, to Mike's point, a sea change at this point would suck, but he is aware of the tone and the tenor of his fan base. Don't right. think that he's not.
And we started the conversation today, guys. I mean, I'm not even angry. I'm just frustrated. I'm sad because look, I put $500 on this team because I actually believe they had a chance to go to the Super Bowl and win it. We talked to players. I had a couple of guys come at us on Twitter and go, what are you talking about? We talked to Debo. We talked to Grady. We talked to True. We talked to all these guys. They were invigorated, energized by Dan Quinn taking over the defense in camp. You heard it on our airwaves. We didn't sell you a bunch of BS, guys. It's what we were told. Guys were fired up. You went up there for the first couple of days of practice. Defense was just going bananas. So we thought this was this is the last thing, Carl, in a million years I thought was going to happen. We'd be talking about 1-6 and draft picks and trading guys now and all this stuff. It's just, as a fan, it's beyond frustrated. It doesn't help our show. It doesn't help our station as the flagship for the team not to do well. As great as Atlanta United is and the thrills they're providing us, it's they're a race car in the red going the opposite way when it comes to the Falcons.
All right, let's talk about this real quick because part of our issue is, well, a big part of it is, and by the way, if you're calling in and you want to be on hold, and make sure you have your why ready. That's the main thing today. If you're calling, we don't want to hear, oh, I need to be fired, can't tell everybody. We want to hear why. Why is the reason? What is it for you? Whether it's Dan Quinn, whether it's the offense, whatever it is. So they'll just call in with some random blah comment. We're looking for substance right now if you're going to be a part of the program, and we want you to be. But all that's all I've heard a lot of over the weekend. Why? What is your reason? All right, Mike, real quick. We are 4 games without a sack. 7 teams in NFL history have gone 4 games without a sack. 7. If we get to 5, which is next week against Seattle, that will be an NFL record. No team has ever gone 5 games without an NFL sack. It's hard to believe. In 08, the Chiefs went 4 games without a sack. That's the last team to do it. Now we've matched that mark. But why? So Quinn takes over the defense. This is what I'm going to tell you guys about Vic Beasley. Mike, you remember when Quinn came on and said what he said, and you've repeated it, and I've talked about it, and it's in our log.
We begged you not to pick up the $12.8 million option because we said this guy's never going to be that guy you think you can make him.
Vic, when Coach came out and said what he said, and in essence he said what? I'm going to make him better. Got embarrassed. I'm going to say that again. Got embarrassed. And by saying, I'm going to make him better, fractured the relationship. I'm going to ask you guys something. Falcon fans, you're aware of this. You guys are in tune with what's going on. When have you heard Vic Beasley say, the work I'm doing with Coach Quinn is making me better? When?
He didn't put the work in. He was in part of OTAs this year, remember?
Correct. Why? Because he was embarrassed. I'm not telling you this to just throw it out there. I'm telling you that there's been a disconnect, and now he's on the trade block. That surprising to you? When have you heard Falcon fans Vic Beasley come out after a game and go, man, the work I'm doing with Coach Quinn during the week, you see the difference in my performance? When? You haven't. There's been a disconnect, and the disconnect is not that Quinn didn't want to help him. It's the disconnect that all of a sudden everybody thought that he was bad and he needed help to be better, and he took offense to it. And that is a conversation that should have been had privately, Mike. And maybe it was. But at the end of the day, you now have a situation where we spent $12.8 million, or we're going to, and we've had one good season out of a guy that was a top 10 pick.
Right. And we know the reason he had those sacks where we were scoring a lot more points. Teams were coming from behind, one-dimensional, throwing the ball. He also had a guy named Dwight Freeney opposite him. So Vic, and he heard the D-led comments. He talked to him after the game. He said, yeah, I know I've let down the coach. Talk about Quinn. Understands if he gets traded, that's the way the cookie crumbles. So, you know, he's not asking to be traded. He understands that's the business. But, I mean, he's just there. He's just an empty – he's like an empty uniform right now. And the other side of it is, and now you've explained what happened with Vic, which makes perfect sense. What is Tack's excuse?
I don't have one.
Tack is supposed to be this rough and tumble dude. We like, you know what? We like this guy. He's a little crazy. He's a loco essay from East Bay. He's got nothing. I got nothing from these guys. And you're making Quinn look like an idiot. You're going to cost the man his job, which is basically what's happening.
Yeah, when you take things personal and you feel like things need to be worked out, I don't know how you react. People react differently.
Well, I mean, it's a challenge to yourself. I mean, we joked around about it. Where's your pride? Now it really is a question.
And that's been the problem. That's been the problem. It's Dukes and Bell, 404-741-0929. That is part of our Falcon Report, guys. It is always brought to you by our friends at Domino's.
Domino's, guys, mix and match deal, unbelievable, $5.99. You can get all sorts of cool stuff like medium two-topping pizzas and bread twist desserts. Get all the details when you mix and match at Domino's.com. Carl, you had everything from a player swinging without guys to back him up in the running back position and getting ejected. This game had a fake punt, which everybody in the building knew was coming, except for apparently the coaching staff of the Falcons. It was a complete failure in every way. Matt Ryan was going for another 300-yard game. Can't do that when you're on your back and Aaron Donald's stomping on you.
They had 5 sacks. We've got 5 on the season. They had 5 yesterday. We're coming back with your phone calls. What's your why? I don't care how you feel. Why do you feel the way you do? It's Dukes and Bell. We're going to give away 4 spots in our Rock and Jock Bowling Tournament on Wednesday, October 23rd from 4 until 7 at Stars and Strikes. Still time to register, guys. Go to our events page at 929thegame.com for more info. Stay tuned. We'll give some lucky winner a chance to be a part of this event. We've got 4 spots that we're going to give away between now and 6 o'clock, so stay right there. Lots of response into my Vic Beasley comments, and I appreciate that. Guys, that comes from sources close to the situation, and it's unfortunate, but it doesn't explain a lot. And at the end of the day, I would ask you guys again, when's the last time you heard Vic Beasley say, the work I've done with Dan Quinn has improved me? And you haven't heard it all year. You didn't hear it in the offseason. And Mike and I joked about him not being at minicamp and OTAs to get the extra work in.
Right.
Because, well, you know, he's got stuff going on. And then Dan Quinn was asked about it, and Quinn was like, well, we know he's working.
Dan actually, you know, kind of covered for him, to be quite honest with you. And again, with another newspaper in this town, it would have become a bigger story, but it really didn't because the media kind of let it fizzle out. Again, we're not there every day to get all these questions that we'd like. Like today, I'd love to be up there, but we have to be here in studio. But Dan's saying it's not a high ankle sprain for Matt, for those who missed it earlier. Just an ankle sprain. We'll see how that goes. Good news is Chris Lindstrom's getting evaluated, by the way, Carl. So he should be back maybe hopefully sooner than later. But apparently things are going well with his treatment.
All right, guys, let's grab your phone calls. I know you've been waiting. I want to grab Don in the car. We say, hey, man. You say, hey, man, and go. I want to know your why. Why are you feeling the way you are, no matter what you think the changes should be? Don, welcome in. Hey, man.
Hey, man. I think Dan Quinn is supposed to address the offensive line and defensive line the last 3 years. We haven't done anything but go backwards. So I think he should be let go, man. You got to be able to fight in the trenches. That's what games are won and lost. I'm going to sit back and listen.
All right, brother. Appreciate you.
Well, we talked about the trenches. 16, Chris Chester, obviously LaVitre we picked up in 15. That line stayed healthy, stayed together. They had the lineman on the pitch count yesterday. You know, Carpenter and Brown have not exactly lived up to being the most durable backups when Lindstrom went down. So we had to shuffle guys in and out against Aaron Donald. That's not the best way to do it, Carl. But the offensive line, the brick and mortar, has always been something we've never got a handle on, say, for 1 or 2 years. So there's a problem there. It continues to manifest itself. Matt Ryan did a great job last year with no run game, patchwork O-line. This year, he had an amazing stretch right now. If you hadn't seen this, even these losses, he's putting up ridiculous numbers like Steve Young-type numbers. But again, This offensive line has continued to be a problem. The defense is Dan's baby. He drafted these guys. He brought these players in. He's coaching them, and they're not doing the job. It is, Carl, the worst defense I've ever seen as a Falcon fan.
And it's hard to argue that. Eric in Roswell, why do you want to move on? Give me your why. All right, Eric, you're in the game. Hey, man.
Hey, man. Quinn got the bad end of this thing, in my opinion. The fact that Dimitrioff is still our GM is unexcusable, and he should have been gone after Smith. The offense is a train wreck. We're paying Free way too much and Ryan way too much. Call Chicago, tell them Ryan's for sale for a first and a third. Julio's for sale for two firsts and a third. Everyone on the defense, minus Grady Jarrett and Deion Jones, are up. Let them all go. Blow this thing up. Do a three-year rebuild and put us in the Super Bowl.
Three-year rebuild.
Well, if you get the right rookie quarterback, you could do it. But, guys, Arthur Blank will never trade Matt Ryan. I understand from a purely football point of view, you're saying let's cut bait. We've got some pieces in the big game, which will get us a lot of more pieces. And with the right general manager, we can rebuild this thing and be back in the game. Arthur Blank will never, ever move off of Matt Ryan. That'll never happen.
Well, they just gave him a huge deal.
That's not going to happen. I mean, look, I get it. Now, you want to talk about guys realistically? You can't trade Free because I don't think there's any market for him. All the teams that have cap space pretty much have their running backs, you know, whether it's by committee, Carl. We just looked at it. Indianapolis, everybody wants to tweet us and say, well, dump him on Indianapolis. They're going to want him.
Yeah.
You know, and then Sanu is a guy. I hate to lose Mohamed Sanu, but there's a guy that's got tremendous value. I mean, I think that's a guy a lot of teams would be interested in.
I do, too. I think you could get something for him. I hate to see him go because I like Sanu's grit.
But we're not there yet again. I mean, but we're not prepared to start talking about this yet, even with the trade line coming up. You know, if you could just find a way to get something out of this freaking defense, this team. Calvin Ridley would be a star on another team. Julio is a star in this league. Hooper would be one of the best tight ends other than Kittle or Kelsey right now in this league. How do you not maximize this talent? Dirk Cutter's been a huge disappointment along with this O-line this year.
Yeah. Again, I repeat, comfortable. That was the hire. It wasn't the best hire. And, you know, you've got all these young offensive minds. Remember, we were making fun of Cliff Kingsbury. Think about that.
Beat us.
Kyler Murray is playing out unbelievable all of a sudden. I mean, they've got something going there. So, you know, sometimes you got to dip your toe in that new water, Mike, and go, all right, you know what, I'm willing to go there instead of going with what's comfortable. Blake in Atlanta, you're in the game. Blake, hey, man.
Hey, man, what's going on?
Hey, Blake, what's your why? Talk to us.
Yeah, this is my thing with this. Huh? I mean, we've been having Tom Dimitrioff for the longest. That's mean we don't have no pass rusher. No defensive linemen. That's the first thing you got to build on your defense. And Matt Ryan, boy, I'm glad we got Matt Ryan. I don't care what folks say about it. If they get some blockers, Jay Matthews, Big B's, there's a couple of them need to go on and go, man. But because this is a grown man sports, and then they don't take care of their business. So, and Dan Quinn ride for a little while, you know, until the end of the year.
Okay, well, listen, that's another decision Mike and I were talking about, Mike. Does it make total sense to just cut bait right now, or you just go, what? You know what? We're going to ride this out to the end of the year. If you're Arthur Blank.
I mean, if you're Arthur Blank, you got enough assistant. Like, we got every assistant. We got every coach who's ever coached in the NFC on the squad right now. Carl in the AFC, for that matter. So you got guys that can step in. Raheem Morris' name is always thrown around. Let Dirk continue to coach the OC. And you got Bob Sutton. And, again, it didn't work in Kansas City. That's why he got fired. It's not working that kind of defense with Dan this year. But I guess he could take over. To his point about Matt, I think we all agree. Matt has had an amazing run. Four-game losing streak, 75% completions, 347 passing, 10 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, and a 113 rating. The 300-yard-plus pass yards to start a season, Steve Young goes 5-1, Kurt Warner goes 6-0, and now we find ourselves 1-5. Obviously not a good day yesterday. Can't throw when Aaron Donald is stepping on you.
Yeah, it's
so
tough.
Matt's numbers historically, that's what you got to say, guys. We went round and round about this on Friday. You cannot blame Matt about this, okay? You cannot blame Matt about any of this. This is on Dan Quinn, a terrible defense. Matt did it last year without a run game. Threw 35 touchdowns, 7 picks. He had a bad start, sure, with the turnovers. He certainly turned it around. You cannot blame number 2 about this situation.
You guys are our strong arm story of the day, brought to you by John Foy, as we get reaction from you guys. And I appreciate each and every one of you dialing us up and being a part of Dukes and Bell and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brandon, hey, man, what's your why? What are you feeling?
I'm hopeless right now because we get run out of the stadium in every game we play. It's only getting worse. Nobody has any answers. And now it seems like our players are starting to melt down. They're clapping back at the fans for booing and being mad. And it just seems like a conundrum. And not firing Dan Quinn right now, letting him finish the season, says more about Arthur Blank than it says about Dan Quinn. And I think it creates goodwill for the next guy, because it's just a show of respect for, I'm going to let you finish what you started, no matter how bad it goes.
Right. Okay. Now, I think I've talked to a couple of guys on the Twitter. That's a great take, big guy. But I was saying, look, I think Arthur Blank has shown more than enough goodwill towards Dan Quinn. And if you feel that he would alienate, because everybody wants Mike Tomlin now. Again, we're not there yet, guys, okay? Tomlin's still a Steelers head coach. But don't you feel that Arthur has done more than enough with Dan? I mean, do you feel that that's going to be some kind of disrespect in the cadre of coaches, Carl, that are going to be up there for a job opening if the Falcons have one?
Maybe.
Maybe. But Arthur's also got to get the market in. I think there's fans like me that would actually be energized if we did change the guy running the show.
Yeah.
And because you're afraid if you do that, that throws up the white flag and people stop showing up.
That's already happened.
I mean, I'm walking out the building with 2 minutes left in the third quarter.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news. But to say, like, that's going to be something new, we're 1-6. I'm sorry. That's already happening. If this continues down this road, and it already is an embarrassment. I got a text yesterday from friends around the country. Dukes, what's going on, man? I'm watching the game. Wow. That's the impression. So at some point, Mike, it's a business decision. It's not personal. It becomes, I get what the last caller said. Brandon makes a great point. I'm going to let you finish what you started out of respect. But I also have to think about the business sense of this. And the way you get energized is to give people hope that things are going to turn around.
Right. And the reason Dimitrov to the other caller was here is because when Mike Smith got, remember there was that awkward press conference when I think it was JP asked our buddy from Tampa, goes, why is he still here, pointing at Thomas Dimitrov? The reason Thomas got to keep the job is Dan Quinn, when he came in, said he was willing to work with Thomas. And that's why, you know, Thomas is still here. I think, you know, we've talked about it. The skill position players, he's done a fantastic job. We've talked about the line and the struggles of the brick and mortar. But Quinn, guys, I got to be honest with you. People want to work for Arthur Blank. Daniel Snyder, Carl, is going to have a hard time finding a coach to go in there, because that's a clown show. We're starting to become one, but I don't think if you fired Dan Quinn, to the caller's point, it would be that bad as far as sending a message to other coaches around the league.
Appreciate you guys. You are our strong arm story of the day as Falcon fans react all around the Atlanta metro area and the state of Georgia. Hey, ABM, Sports and Entertainment, it's going down at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. The inaugural concert series on Friday, November 15th and Sunday, November 17th. Guys, unbelievable concert. Friday, you got Keith Urban, Blake Shelton, Sam Hunt, Sugarland, Judah and the Lion, Kale Dodds. Sunday, Eric Church, Luke Combs, Brothers Osborne, Kaylee Hammack. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com for as low as $39. Go get yours today. We're coming back. We'll do our top three at 6 early. Dan Quinn Coaches Show. You'll hear from the coach coming up at 6. It is Dukes and Bell. Hawks fans, go get your tickets. Hawks.com/tickets to secure your seats today. Opening night presented by State Farm. It's Saturday, October 26th at 7:30. Coming up in less than 12 minutes from now, actually, or so, you're going to get a chance to hear Dan Quinn. And it's the Coach's Show. We do it each and every Monday. If you're new to the program, where you've been, Mike and I do a five-hour show, 2 to 7 normally. But on Mondays, we get a chance to hear Coach Quinn. And the player segment today is Foyer Luikin. Big controversial call yesterday with Foyer. But here's a guy that came in, Mike, and I'll be honest, nobody expected him to be a starter when he got drafted. And then the injury situation thrust him into the lineup.
Right.
He's played well for us. But, again, it's not just on one person. There are certain guys who are first-round picks who should be performing at a higher level that are not. But you'll hear that coming up at 6 o'clock with Coach Quinn.
Yeah, man, lots of people fired up today. It was funny. We got a lot of social media comments as I was leaving the Mercedes-Benz Arena and then heading down actually into East Atlanta Village and running into some more Falcon fans were upset. Everybody's saying the same thing. You better give it to them on Monday. I got to be honest with you. I'm more sad than mad. You know,
I think most of us honestly are.
I mean, we talked about this, Carl. We were already planning a trip to the Super Bowl in Miami. We thought we were going to be in this. And now you've just got to the point where now you got to win out. You know, you get to the meat of your divisionals, you know, schedule. Let's be honest. We thought we went through a patch of games we thought we were going to win, like the Arizona game for one. You know, the Tennessee game. You know, it doesn't get easy when you got an angry Russell Wilson in Seattle coming to town because they will let one get away, they feel, against the Ravens. That's next. Just real quick, we didn't get a chance to squeeze it in during the Falcon conversation earlier this hour. The fake punt is the thing which I think kind of encapsulates, if you will, all the things that are wrong about the Falcons. You know, why isn't there, of all the coaches there, I mean, what's the thought process? The world's slowest developing fake punt is happening, and you feel reticent to call a timeout? Because what, you feel they're going to punk you and punt it anyway and get you to burn a timeout? I think you got to err on the side of caution, Carl. Yeah. And not only do they do it, your special teams coach even talked about their ability to fake a punt earlier in the week. So you move on to Keith Armstrong. Said it earlier, the guy apparently was one hell of an Army helicopter pilot. Maybe that's what he should be doing and not coaching special teams.
It was a tough moment, there's no doubt, because I think that was preventable, or at least you get them out of that formation and maybe they punt the ball away. Either way, they were able to pull it off and get points out of it. It is Dukes and Bell. Dan Quinn on the way at 6 with Dave Archer right now, though. Let's get to the top three.
It's time for the top three at 6.
Top three at 6.
Now let's see what we have here.
Brought to you by Northside Hospital.
Now, normally, obviously, we do this at 6 o'clock, guys, but we're pushing it back, or a little early, should I say, today. And let's start with Coach Quinn, because I want you to hear what he had to say about this loss on Sunday. For a short period of time, Mike, I felt like we were in it. And then I thought the free play kind of was the separating point. It's 23. You go, wait a minute, Dukes, it's 23. Yeah, that penalty set him up for an easy score, and then it's 27-3.
Right, and Ito Smith's already been knocked out of the game with a neck and head injury. So, I mean, I get it. Freeze, you know, ticked off. We all know the background. He's a tough kid. But, I mean, Aaron Donald could punch you over the the goalpost, to be quite honest. The ref got in there and kind of stopped before it got too crazy. But to me, that's almost like – that's the ridiculousness of it. That's Andre Rison going at it with Deion back in the day. That's Jeff George flying around the Georgia Dome. When your season is going south, moments like that become like – you know, it's become surreal how ridiculous it seems.
Here's Coach Quinn.
We couldn't be more disappointed, you know, and certainly got, outplayed and coached in all three phases. That comes back to all of us in terms of how we get one another ready to play and ultimately execute like we're capable of. So, no doubt this one stings.
So is this a lost season? Because that's what everybody's starting to say, right? Your friends, your family members, Mike and I hear it. Coach Quinn, what does he think about it being a lost season? And is this season still salvageable, even though the fact this team is 1-6?
As a lost season, no, I never think like you're out of the fight. You shouldn't think that way as a team member, and I certainly don't think that way as the coach. I recognize that when you don't play well, those are fair questions, but I don't feel like we're ever out of the fight. Until we do like we're capable of, my fight would always stay consistent.
Okay. How do you feel about that, Mike?
I mean, look, we're not going to poke fun at Dan, because obviously the guy is in the fight of his life to keep his job. Everybody knows the defense you took over is a train wreck. It's statistically the worst in every category. We got 5 sacks on the season. The Rams, they just sacked us 5 times in a game. You know, you went to bat. You already talked about the Vic Beasley stuff. You're getting nothing out of the guy. Tack's doing nothing. You know, you went to this RPO-type defense. You thought like some version of the 5-2 or whatever you're doing with it would be the cure. It's made it worse. So, look, I'm not going to, I appreciate Dan trying to be as positive as he can be. But at this point, you start like whistling past the graveyard, man. Where's this going? What's going to change? And everyone's asking us, these guys have quit. I don't think anybody's quit. I don't think they're any good.
No.
The offensive line has been banged up. They can't run the ball effectively. And Matt was a sitting duck yesterday. And the defense just doesn't have the skills.
Story number 2, Atlanta United. Now, here's a positive. Because we get a win against New England, Mike, and we did it in spectacular fashion. Listen to this call by Mike Conte. As a guy that has come through in the playoffs before, comes through again.
On your radio.
Franco Escobar!
Villalba's cross to the back post. Joseph headed away by Farrell. Bounces back to Nagby. Advances it to Barco. Barco at the top of the 18. Sends it through now to Escobar. His cross. Score! And it's the Joker, the playoff hero from 2018, that breaks through for Atlanta United in the 70th minute. How did he do it?
How'd he do it? Because he did it back in the championship game last year against Portland. Actually, this is even a more narrow angle. Escobar just uncorks the Galazzo, as it's called. Guy's always been money. It was a nail-biter, Carl. Also, hats off to Brad Guzan. Arguably his best save as a member of the Five Stripes. Guzan was money when we needed him because they kept the heat on us. Remember, we had to finish the game those last minute and a half with just 10 guys because Parkhurst went out with a shoulder injury. It was high drama, bro.
It really was. Parky, get better. Here's what Brad Guzan had to say about showing their grit.
The playoffs, you put everything on the line. It doesn't matter if you're the first seed, sixth seed. Everyone starts even again, and you've got to find a way to fight through the adversity. I thought we rolled our sleeves up at times to battle, to show some grit. That's an important quality going forward.
Extra time in the Philly game against the Red Bulls, and Philly comes to see us on Thursday night. You'll hear the game right here. Carl, this is a team that beat us pretty badly. We scored the first goal. They finished the game pretty hard on us up in Philly earlier this year. We tied with them back in March. That seems like years ago how different the team is now. And also, hope that Toronto can take out NYCFC on the other side of the Eastern Conference. And we get another home game. We actually have the championship here if that happens.
Boy, it'd be great. I mean, you talk about things falling into place. It'd be awesome. Hey, before we get to story number three, we're going to give you a chance to participate in our Stars and Strikes Rock and Jock Bowling Tournament. Stay tuned. We're going to give you a question. But story three is the Dogs. They find a way to win. Kirby Smart had this to say about the atmosphere that the Dogs were able to overcome. 21-0 final score, but they didn't get going until the third quarter.
Tough atmosphere, obviously. Dealing with the weather there was tough. I thought our kids were very resilient. We knew it would be that way as early as Tuesday in the week, and I told the team we'd have to be patient, resilient, and continue to chop wood throughout the game.
All right. It was sketchy, and it was stop and starts on offense. They got to play in the same conditions. That's a 500 Kentucky team. You know, it was scoreless late. Then DeAndre Swift says, "Give me the rock," and they did, and he got a couple of touchdowns. But still, not liking Coley's play calling regardless of the conditions for Georgia. They got to do better.
They absolutely do. Hey, guys, also, the World Series is set real quick tomorrow, game one. It's Nats, pains me, and the Astros. Nationals on the road. Obviously, Astros have home field. But that is our World Series. It starts tomorrow. Mike, let's give these tickets away, man.
Hey, man, we love the Big Lebowski. Matter of fact, if you're not a fan, you should be. Right now, guys, we got a foursome. This is four spots for our big Rock and Jock Bowling Tournament. Of course, it's Wednesday, the 23rd, 4 to 7, Stars and Strikes in Sandy Springs. Still time to register online. First prize going to get $1,000, and we are helping a great charity, Travis Manion Foundation, helping out vets. Right now, Carl, you can go to the website, get more information. But if you're feeling lucky, take the seventh caller. Caller 7 at 404-741-0929. Who directed the Big Lebowski? Craig knows. Who directed the Big Lebowski? Now, by the way, if you don't have three friends, don't call.
Correct.
This is for four guys, okay?
And if you like Craig, ladies. Or ladies.
Right, women, men, co-ed. If you like Craig, you got more than two balls. Want to see you out there, Stars and Strikes. Caller 7, who directed the Big Lebowski? We are pressed for time. We got to get to Dan Quinn. Got to give a shout-out to Georgia Tech. Coach Collins, beating Miami, good triumphs over evil, true student athletes, getting it done, and good idea to go with Graham at quarterback. It's paying dividends.
All right, you're going to hear Coach Quinn and Dave Archer. We'll come back, we'll clear our throats, and we'll tell you what's coming up tomorrow on the show. Stay there. Dan Quinn, next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.